So far in 2017, the vast majority of new films I've seen have been disappointing and instantly forgettable, if not downright awful. I'll skip citing the truly dreadful titles. However, even those that have some value are deeply flawed. Despite its good intentions and the heartfelt nature of its storyline, A United Kingdom is oh so predictable. Despite its fine cast, the sense of an ending is oh so slow and boring. Despite the always welcome presence of Shirley MacLaine, the last word is oh so by the numbers. And while sitting through The Last Word, I found myself wishing that I was watching instead The Apartment, which dates from 1960, in which MacLaine co-stars opposite the late, great Jack Lemmon. And with Jack Lemmon in mind, I regularly screen Some Like It Hot in one of my film courses. And it is a pleasure to savor the manner in which the students take to this comedy classic, this despite the fact that it is almost six decades old and was shot in the dreaded black and white. However, on the other hand, I have seen some attention-grabbing new films. One of them is a documentary that has just opened theatrically. It is titled The Penguin Counters, and it charts an annual exhibition way up north to Antarctica, where a dedicated group of individuals record the lives of those aquatic, flightless birds. The issues with which those on the journey deal include the manner in which the penguins are responding to environmental change, why and how their population has been decreasing, and what might be learned from this. And the trip is not without its dangers, for at one point one of the travelers casually notes, "It's very easy to kill yourself in the Antarctic." What makes this beautifully photographed documentary so intriguing is that it offers a look at a part of the world that few will ever visit. And also, the film will not be a favorite among those who, for whatever reason, are dismissive of the reality of climate change. That is because one of the purposes of the trip is to chart how the penguins are dealing with the effects of climate change. But most impressively, The Penguin Counters offers a portrait of Ron Nevin, a former lawyer who abandoned the profession upon acknowledging his fascination with penguins. And each year for almost three decades, he has trekked to the Antarctic to chart the lives of penguins. Now, I must admit that I am no bird lover, and I never would think of following Ron Nevin and heading off to Antarctica. But still, I have great respect for him. And in this regard, The Penguin Counters offers a life lesson, and it is one that extends way beyond penguins. The bottom line is that he and his crew have collectively come to acknowledge what they love, and they are devoting their time and their lives to what they love. At one point, Ron Nevin describes Antarctica as a very special place. It's the seventh continent. So few people get here, and I'm privileged to be doing this for so long. I want to keep doing this. It's my life.